On the first Sunday of Advent, we light the prophet's candle. We light this candle as a symbol of expectation. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way to salvation. O come, Emmanuel. In Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 6, the prophet tells us, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." The prophets of old saw the need for the coming of Christ. Being close to God, the prophets looked at the world with more than their eyes. They looked with their faith, sense of justice, and love. They saw life not only as it is, but as it should be, according to God. When the people strayed from God's ways, the prophets expected that God would someday act in a special way to set things straight here on earth. The prophets spoke of a Messiah, someone who would come and save the people from wrongdoing. Today, we need the prophet's vision, seeing the eyes of God. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for the prophets of old and of today. Give us a vision to see with our hearts, our conscience, and our soul as we prepare for the coming of Christ. Amen. Please join us as we sing the first verse of O Come, Emmanuel, found on page 211 in your hymnal.
When he ministers, the sound of the bells will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he will not die. Exodus 28:35. Bells have always produced joy and excitement. Bells were used in religious services long before our Savior's birth. But now for centuries, the bells of the churches in every land have rung the glad news of the birth of Jesus. These bells would ring for an hour before midnight on Christmas Eve, as if to warn the powers of darkness of the approaching birth of the Savior. Then, right at midnight, they would change to a joyous pealing, ringing out the announcement, "Christ is born." Let us listen to our bell choir as they play "Carol of the Bells."